when did Naughty Dog come up with this idea to launch the comic?
We didn't. It was actually we were approached by Dark Horse, and it was an idea for a story that's been kind of just. It was developed as a backstory to work with Ashley Johnson, the actress, on the idea of how Ellie kind of came to be who she is in the game. And once Dark Horse approached us, it became like a good opportunity to tell that story. And then they asked us who would we like, artist or writer, and the first name that came to mind was Faith, because I was a big fan of her stuff.
Yeah, I came on board the project, I believe it was the end of the summer, and I was already aware of The Last of Us as a game. I'd seen some of the trailers, I think one of the E3 trailers, and was very impressed by it. I really liked the look of the game, and I remember watching this trailer and thinking to myself, I would really like to make a comic that looks like that. I thought it was so interesting. And then a few months after that, I got an email from my former editor on this project, asking just a one-line email saying, do you play video games? And, you know, I replied and said, yes, of course, I play video games. And she, you know, responded back and said that, you know, Dark Horse and Naughty Dog were possibly going to do a Last of Us comic, and was I interested? And, of course, I replied to her email just hugely enthusiastic, you know, about the possibility of being involved with this comic, and spent a couple days doing some concept art, just drawing Ellie, especially, and the Last of Us world, you know, in my own style, and then sent those concept notes to my editor, who then passed it on to Naughty Dog, and I got the job, which was awesome.
Okay, Neil, so as far as the current series, it's going to be 4 issues, but if it gets some traction, if you guys get some followers, are you considering continuing it?
We'll see. The 2 things that you need to continue something. One is you need people to continue and to be a really good idea. So if those 2 things, Faith is interested, yeah, I'd love to get them.
Okay, what's the reception to the first issue been like? It's come out a couple of days ago. What have you guys been hearing?
Good thing.
Reviews have been good, which is so far pretty awesome.
Kind of, I guess, not really searching out reviews, but sort of, you know, looking between, you know, behind my hands and stuff like that, sort of, you know, trying to sneak a peek at what the reviews have been like. I was nervous coming out. It's a different audience, I guess,
mm-hmm.
for a comic than what I've done previously, but I've been, you know, really absolutely gotten it. It seems like people are really enjoying it.
I mean, the thing we wanted to do with the comic is not necessarily do what you usually see with licensed comics, which is lots of action, lots of gore. It's actually a pretty kind of mellow story about these girls, you know, like it's a coming of age story. So I wasn't sure how people, especially video game fans, would receive it. But so far, they've really, like, they're digging into it. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. I was really excited to see. We got a really nice review on Kotaku, and I was just really excited to see that. You know, that's a site that I visit and lots of gamers visit. I felt like it was a good stamping mark for the guy.
So do you guys think that people that haven't checked out the game or don't know about the game, I mean, they're probably sleeping under a rock or something, but those people, I mean, do you think the comic is something that they would enjoy?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things Faith and I talked early on is we wanted the comic to be able to stand on its own. That if you never saw anything or played the game, you would get these kind of really cool arcs with these 2 characters, Ellie and Riley. Of course, if you play the game, then you'll, you know, there's certain threads and elements that tie into the game that you'll have a better understanding.
Yeah, that was something that really attracted me to the project. You know, right off the bat, Neil said, I really want to make a good comic and a comic that stands on its own, which is, you know, that's what I want to make as well. I didn't want to make something that was just cashing in on the Last of Us franchise or something like that. I wanted, you know, comics are my job and, you know, my passion, and I wanted to make something that was going to be good and going to be a vital part of the Last of Us world. And also, I mean, I have I've had quite a few books published, and some of them are fairly similar to The Last of Us, and that, you know, they're about teenage girls dealing with coming mm-hmm. of age issues.
Yeah, superhero
and,
girl.
I mean, it's my hope that my readers will pick this up as well, and I'll really enjoy it.